Organize Me Radio, episode 44, Creating Organizational Systems. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the owner of Stacy's Organizing Solutions. Please welcome Stacy Flood. Welcome, Stacy.
Hi, thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
Stacy, thank you so much for being here. I always love talking to you and other NAPO organizers. Before we get started with what we're going to talk about today, can you tell everyone how you got started in the organizing industry?
It really was on a whim, kind of. Like, I've always been that kid that kept the neat room, and I'm a neat freak. And everything has to be in place and in order. So it just happened, like, my mom wanted me to, you know, help her organize her closet. I had a couple of coworkers who needed help in various rooms in their home. So that's really how I got started. But COVID kind of gave me a big jump start because everyone was at home and everybody wanted to get their space together. And I started doing it virtually.
So what's your specialty?
So I like creating systems and providing processes for people to make things run smoothly and easily for them when they're in their home, in their office, et cetera.
What's the process for you to get your clients organized? I know you said you started virtually. Does that come into play with what you do?
Somewhat. It depends. Some people really want you to just come and see the space. You know, during COVID, of course, I couldn't. So that's really why the virtual even started. But I go and I do a thorough assessment, and I kind of talk to the client, see what they need, what is their end goal, how do they function in that space, what do they want to function in that space, and just kind of talk to them and get to know them and do the assessment that way.
Okay, so then with the assessment, how long does it usually take? What goes into the assessment? What are you considering when you are talking to your clients?
I'm considering, again, like what they want to do in that space. Like, what is the purpose of that space? What their personality, like what I think would fit with them, and will make things easier for them. So again, it comes down to me getting to know them and talking to them and kind of gauging, you know, what kind of person they are and how they operate.
So then that probably ties into how you create systems for your clients. How do you create the systems? Do you declutter first? Do you have a whole process that you go through first before creating a system? Do you have the system in mind? How is it implemented?
So I'll have something in mind, but like I have to go in there and really see it. Like, you know, we can talk on the phone because a lot of times we just have a chat first and then we schedule time for me to come actually see it or virtually see it. So I go with something in mind, but then I talk to them when I'm in the space. I kind of see what's going on. And then I create the space again based on how big the space is and, you know, what they're going to need in that space and kind of go from there.
So then how do you know which system works best for each client?
Okay, so depending on the client, again, it may not even be a physical like system, like a closet system. It may not be a system per se, but it's a process. So let me just think of something off the top of my head. Like, say they want to have a functional pantry. So I go in there and create a system for them based on, first we declutter. I think you asked that previously. We declutter first, get rid of all those expired cans and soups and whatever's in there. And then I kind of, each level of the pantry, like, what do you want to do here? Like, if they have little kids, are the kids coming in grabbing breakfast cereal and cereal bars in the morning? So I determine what to house those in and what level to put them on since the kids are grabbing and going. So it's very personalized based on what they say. And then, they tell me if they eat breakfast at home, if they normally just do snacks in the pantry or whatever. And based on whatever they tell me is how I set up that system.
That sounds really smart. So you definitely personalize it for the different clients.
Exactly.
I think that's something good to note because I feel like when people are organizing on their own, they might not be thinking like, oh, my kids need to reach this. I should put it on the lower shelf.
Right.
So that is definitely something good to think of. So I hope everyone's listening to that.
Yeah. And also put those extra fruit snacks and stuff up high because believe me, they will go first.
Sure.
Those chips and stuff like that overstock needs to be out of reach for the little hands.
Now, what about so being an organizer myself, there have been times where I've tried to implement systems for clients, but they don't work out all the time. A lot of times they do, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they work out for a little bit, and then I have to figure it out. What's your process for maintaining the system? What is the best option for a client for them to succeed once a system is in place?
So I try to leave them with instructions on how to maintain it. And a lot of times, like you're mentioning, they have the great intentions, but they fall off the wayside. I mean, from a professional organizer perspective, it's good because they're going to call me to come back, but I don't want that. Of course, I like repeat clients, but I also want them to be able to function and thrive without me. And I really want to have set something in place that they can live by. So sometimes we have to go back to the drawing board and I reiterate and, say, this is what you need to do, like how we did the first time. Go back in, declutter, are you using this shelf for whatever? If you're not, let's rethink the process. Maybe it's just we need to tweak it a little bit. Like I just had a client, and I'll use her as an example. She's a oh, maybe in her 60s, early 70s. And I gave her some shoe boxes, like the clear shoe boxes. And we had them on the ground. And I wasn't thinking that she getting up, bending down, like I have them in my closet, but I could just bend down, grab and go. That wasn't working for her because she's a little older and she couldn't really see because the closet's kind of dark. So we had to go back and figure out some ways that would work best for her. And we're still working on it, like, what she thinks will work best for her, but stuff like that. That's what I do. If you see it's not working, I don't have a problem coming back, helping out, and let's rethink it so you do have a workable space.
So, do you ever have people where, I'll just say I've had clients where I recommend products. Most times I'll recommend the client have the product in place before I get
That's
there.
what I do.
Yeah, and then there are times where my client will buy some of the product but not the other and say, "Oh, well, I didn't think I should buy this because of this." Do you have people where they just kind of don't
Do
listen
what they
to
want
what
to
you
do.
say?
Right. Or don't buy it at all. Like, I didn't think I needed that. I'll just use this basket I have instead. Like, I like your basket, but that's, that I had a whole vision on what I needed you to purchase. So yes, that happens. And then when that does happen, I just try to explain again why you called me in the first place. I'm not gonna waste your money. I'm giving you something I really think you can use. And just kind of reiterate the importance of having that.
I think that's good to note because if you are calling in a professional to help you, it's good to take the advice of the professional, even if you're not sure if it's going to work out or not. You can at least try it, see how it works for you, see if it changes things up because evidently what you've been doing isn't working,
Isn't
right?
working. Right. Exactly.
So, can you tell me about any good systems that you have in place around your own home?
I am a big proponent of bins and baskets, but I say that with caution because people will hear that and they'll go buy all these baskets and bins and think that's the solution. No. My main thing is I need things contained. So they may not be these big bins. They may be little, like in my pantry, I have the clear M design bins, different sizes based on what I have in there. So, my soups and everything, I have the cereal containers, you know, so everything just has to be contained. I don't like a bunch of boxes and packages, so I try to take them out of their packages because that saves space too. So my pantry, I like how that's functioning, and then my closet. I mentioned that a little while ago. I have the shoe boxes, and then I don't have the wire hangers. No wire hangers. So I have the velvet hangers, you know, that help my clothes stay on, and they're pretty. They look good in the closet. Oh, yeah. And I try to have, I'm kind of moving, shifting in my head how I'm doing my closet. I had it by season, like, you know, my sweaters in the back, dresses in the middle. Now I'm kind of switching to a color coding system. So I'm still tweaking that. But yeah, those would be my two favorite spaces, I think, that are most organized for me.
Gotcha. I love a closet, and I'm with you. In my closet, I only have velvet hangers, like, mm-hmm. you know, all same color, all same type,
yep,
no,
exactly.
No hodgepodge mess, nothing. And then the way I organize my closet is I do it by color. Mm-hmm. But I don't have as much as a lot of our clients do, you
right.
know?
Exactly.
So
yeah.
like all of my, my short hanging clothes fits in a 3-foot double hang section. And mm-hmm. that's it. That's what mm-hmm. I have. So I keep all seasons in my closet, no matter
Me too.
What. No, I don't yep. change it. I don't organize it by season. I just do it by color, you know?
Okay.
So I just have like my red sweaters with my red shirts and, mm-hmm. you know, and so on and so forth. So
yeah, that makes sense. I think I'm kind of going towards that way.
Yeah. I love it. Do you have a specific system that you've put in place for a client that is your favorite of all time?
So I would say for closets, when you're trying to declutter, this is what I've tried and it works. So when you first set your closet up or whatever, put all your hangers going one way, like the little hook thing. Mm-hmm. So after you do laundry and you hang those clothes back up, you switch the direction of the hanger. So at the end of the year or 6 months, however, when you assess your closet again, those hangers that never moved tell you that you're not wearing that like you mm-hmm. thought you know, and that will help you. Okay, I can get rid of this, you know, donate this, whatever. So I really like that. And my clients that I've shown that to and they've done that, they love it too. They're like, I really thought I was wearing these clothes and I'm not. You know, I gave them a break during COVID because none of us really went out the house and
right?
we kept PJs on. But since we're back in the world moving around, they're doing that again. And they seem to see what I was saying and it's working.
I think that is really, really good advice for helping people stay organized.
Mm-hmm.
And good. What other tips do you have for helping people stay organized?
So I'm a former teacher, so I still like to do stuff with the kiddos. So like for them, when they're getting ready for school the next day, like, so after you've come home and done your homework and gotten everything, you know, done, you pack your book bag for the day. Like, don't wait till the morning when you're waiting for the bus to run in. Oh, I got to put my folder in here. I forgot my pencil case. Like, do everything the night before and have it in a little, like I call it a to-go space. So put your lunchbox or whatever. You know, I know you got to keep some food in the fridge, but have your lunchbox in the fridge ready to grab and go. I do that myself when I'm going into the office. So I prep at night and I tell kids and grownups, prep at night, lay your clothes out in the, you know, at night. So all you have to do is get up, you know, take your bath, whatever, get dressed and out the door. I keep my work bag and my purse in a certain space so I can grab and go. If I'm really planning, I put it in the car so I don't forget it. But, you know, sometimes I don't. But it is by the door and ready to go. So I would just, my thing would be prep at night and do everything. So in the morning, you're not caught up in the hustle and bustle.
I love that. So I have a question for myself personally.
Okay.
So I live in a house with my husband, my two kids. My youngest son has special needs. So we mm-hmm. also have a live-in nanny.
Okay.
Of course, bringing people into the house, it just changes everything up, right? It
right.
changes up the flow of your house. It changes up how
everything.
You organize things. So I am struggling with my my entry closet. It's under the stairs. It's always been a terrible closet because it's, you know, the angled, you know.
Right. It's a weird space.
Yes. And I have a all of the kids' shoes we store in the closet. My husband was storing his shoes. I might have like one pair of shoes in that right. closet. And the nanny is storing her shoes in the closet. So we now have more shoes.
It's a catch-all.
In this closet. And I hate how it looks. I hate the shoe storage that I have. I have one of those tall kind of shoe display racks, like kind of you would see in like a clearance section of a shoe store or something where they right. have the shoes displayed. I plan on getting rid of that. Mm-hmm. What system can I put in place to maintain that? Because a lot of times what I'm realizing is now my boys will kick off their shoes and they'll just put them in the closet right there. Like they won't even put them on the shelves anymore.
Right.
What can I do?
So I like some type of shelving because like if you have a basket or a bin, they're all going to get piled on top of each other. And then you're sifting through trying to find shoes. Mm-hmm. But how wide is it? Like, could you have like a little small bin for everybody and their shoes go in that bin?
I probably could, but I'm definitely getting rid of that shoe shelf because it just is not working.
Yeah, okay, okay,
it's
yeah.
not working. It's right. kind of like flimsy now, like wobbling and everything. It's just a hot mess. Yeah,
it's gonna fall soon. Yeah,
It's gonna fall. So it's right. like, that's like one of the areas where I've always struggled to organize. But again, adding more people in there, it's like, okay, I need to change this up. Like, yeah, what am I
gonna
do?
You gotta change it up.
I can't live like this.
Like how many shoes are in there? Like you have three or four per person or?
No, so my youngest son, he gets my oldest son's shoes when he's done. Uh-huh. However, my oldest son has way surpassed the shoe size. Like my oldest son is 11. He wears a size 9.5 shoe.
Wow.
And yes, and my youngest is 8. He wears a size 2, you know?
So it's a big gap. Yeah.
Huge difference. Yeah. So we have a lot of Gavin's shoes in there. Ethan doesn't have that many shoes. He probably has like maybe 3, no more than 4 pairs of shoes.
Okay. So you can manage him. Yeah.
Right. His is easy. Gavin is tough because he has maybe 3 that he actually wears. And then there are 2 pairs of like 2 or 3 pairs of backup shoes. And then the nanny probably has like 4 pairs of shoes in there. My husband will just throw his shoes in when he feels like it. And
yeah. So maybe those backup shoes can go somewhere else.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Let me figure out where they need to go.
Right.
I think that's a good
yeah.
idea.
Yeah. And those can, you can, the backups can go in like one of those clear containers and put up somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to have to send you pictures when I actually.
Yeah. So I can think about it some more too. You got me on the spot. Now.
Girl, you're going to be like, what in the world are you thinking? Aren't you an organizer? And I'm telling you, the rest of my house is great. Like, look at my office, you know?
But I tell people that all the time, just because we're organizers, like,
right.
Sometimes we're not very organized too.
Yeah, like, it's like we struggle. We struggle too. Yeah, you know, we struggle. And I feel like a lot of times, like, even if you, like I mentioned earlier, even if you have a system, you might need to get a new system. Mm-hmm. And when things change and life changes,
your habits change. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, speaking of systems and getting products, can you tell me what are some of your favorite organizing products?
So like I mentioned earlier, I like to contain things. So I like any kind of clear bin that I can see what's in there. At work, I like the little desk organizers, like the little square things for your paper clips, your little pencil holders. Like all my coworkers always say, your desk is so neat. Like even my, where I have a fan that I keep on my desk because I have those private summers. So I even have like this little caddy thing where my fan sits in and my Kleenex, like I'm too much, but everything has to be contained in a space. So any kind of, like I said, bin or desk organizer, drawer organizer, I'm here for it.
Got it. Okay. All right. So you go and look at Stacy's desk. Stacy has the cleanest desk in the place.
And look, y'all are going to talk about me. I just ordered this. I don't know if you guys could see.
I could see.
So this is going on my desk, and my desk is black. So that will go in my little special place for my photos. So yeah, I'm too much.
No, you're not. Some might say we're all too much, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, you're at work. You got to make it work for you and be functional and cute. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. What is your greatest achievement as an organizer?
So I was, and this is very generic, so I can break it down a little more, but teaching techniques and kind of seeing, you know, like the decluttering and watching the whole space transform and seeing the reaction of the client. So like for one, I have and this is the youngest client I've had, and it was a male client. He was 25, and he's doing very well. He's a business owner. So he had me come in and transform his guest bedroom into a closet. And he's a true bachelor, clothes, shoes, strewn everywhere, like no rhyme or reason. So to have put, he had, I had him order like those like rolling racks, and so he found some really neat shelving stuff for shoes that just matched the room and went around the wall. So putting that up and having all his clothes and everything displayed and just seeing him come back in and his reaction was priceless, and showing him how to hang his clothes properly and, you know, what goes where, and, you know, just seeing him light up and see like, okay, this looks a whole lot better than that pile on the floor. So that was one. And then I had another with an older client who was having to downsize and move, and just working with her, learning from her, because you learn a lot from older folks, but learning from her and hearing her stories of each piece and stuff that we were packing up and helping her go through the process of getting rid of stuff and walking away with her having a successful move, and she's happy. And I felt like she was going through a rough time being pushed out of her apartment, et cetera. Mm. But being there and helping her and having her walk away in a bad situation, feeling good about how it turned out, was priceless to me. So I'm glad I was able to help her and learn from her. And now we have developed a friendship, you know, out of those weekends of working with her. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, Stacey, thank you so much. Thank you for talking with us about systems. Thank you for the advice on my entry closet, which is a hot mess.
Yeah, I'm still thinking on that. I'll be emailing you later, like, you know what, after second thought, I think such and such and such. So yes.
Well, just let me know. I'm here for all of it.
All right.
But I appreciate your time. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Sure. So I'm on all social media platforms. So you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. But Twitter, I'm not really tweeting anymore, but Instagram and Facebook under Stacey's Organizing Solutions. And you can also reach me via the NABPA website. All my contact is in there too. So that's the best way. And I appreciate you all having me today.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.